right, everybody. Thursday night, and two losers are going up against each other from Pennsylvania and New York. But enough about the debate. It is the Daily Podcast. Dave here with all the good stuff from this morning, a Thursday, October 22nd. Football is squarely where we started off this morning, as it appears those other corrupt people in Washington, the football team, are going to be named that for quite some time. Toothbrush on a rope is a new product we learned about. Steve and I disappointed boomers everywhere when we admitted that we're not fans of peanuts, not the food. We talked, of course, the Eagles-Giants game tonight. Joined together by The Who was in Song Stories. There was all kinds of things breaking down on the space station the other day. And we went into the isolation booth for a Def Leppard tune. Plus, comedian Michael Yo joined us and told us all about basically being patient zero of the coronavirus. Have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
Have you heard the story about the Washington football team?
They're no longer the Redskins.
Right, well, I think I know where he's going. It may last.
Wait, does that have to do with the cheerleaders?
No.
Scandal? What happened to that scandal, by the way?
Another Washington scandal got in the way of it.
And got swept under the rug.
Exactly. Yeah. Which, the next one will happen also do the same thing, because Dan Snyder's a horrible owner.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think I know where you're going, so fill Dave in.
Well, basically, they've said that it might not be until sometime in 2021, and late in 2021, that they come up with a new name for the team.
Okay.
Right. So get ready to call them the Washington football team again next year. One of the big problems is some guy has sat on, like, 20, 25 different names that they were considering.
Oh, I love that. Right? What a troll. That's great.
And they don't want to pay him to get the website back.
Does he have all the cool names in the world?
I guess so, but that's what he managed on doing.
Anything's cooler than football team.
Right, exactly. Washington football team. And you know what I hate more than Washington football team? Guys on TV saying Redskins. Oh, I'm sorry. Washington football team.
We know.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
I have to say, over the course of my career, this is not the first time I have had a story like this. Story pops up every once in a while, and I do not understand it. In a freak accident, a man in India accidentally swallowed his toothbrush. The whole damn toothbrush.
He's really getting back there on the molars.
But what's wild is I'm telling you, this is at least the fourth or fifth time I've come across, and it ends up that this is a bigger problem than we ever knew about. How do you swallow the toothbrush?
Do they have smaller toothbrushes in India or something?
No, because I've seen it from all over the world, and especially here in the States. Yeah, happened here in the States a number of times.
Your gag reflex kicks in. I mean, how does that happen?
I don't know. I do not know. This unnamed resident, 39 years old, was reportedly brushing the back of his throat. And when the toothbrush slipped, it disappeared down his gullet.
Well,
right?
Why are you brushing the back of your throat?
I don't know.
He's preparing for his tonsil surgery.
I have no idea. But in other cases, I mean, I remember one of a young girl. It just slipped. It just slipped?
I've used that excuse.
Before.
Yep, exactly.
But not for brushing your teeth.
No, brushing somebody else's teeth.
You know what these people need? Can you imagine? I mean, it's a problem, and I think that we've come up with a solution.
Honey, how's your corn?
It's good, but I've got a piece stuck in my stomach. I wish there was something I could do.
Now there is, with Toothbrush on a Rope. No more swallowing your toothbrush and getting it stuck in your stomach.
All right, here goes nothing.
Oh, wow, it really reaches those hard-to-reach places. Now let me just pull it out.
Wow, good as new.
Everybody loves Toothbrush on a Rope.
Timmy, time to brush your esophagus.
Aw, man, last time I swallowed my toothbrush.
Here, use this.
Wow, toothbrush on a rope is good.
So no more toothbrushes stuck in your insides. 4 out of 5 dentists agree toothbrush on a rope is great. Order now.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Something that you might find interesting for those of you who are a fan of all of the Charlie Brown animated specials.
Sure.
All right. Not going to be able to see them this year unless you have Apple Plus. No broadcast TV station is going to be running them.
Is that right?
Yeah, well.
Thank God for VHSs.
NBC had them for years. NBC had the specials for like 25 years, and then it went off to ABC, and they had it for 10 or 12 or something like that. And then when the contract came up again, Apple Plus scooped it up. So unless you have Apple Plus, you won't be able to see it. You know, I know a lot of people will be complaining.
Are people really still watching them?
Well, are there still children? Thank you. We're done.
I got kids. My kids ain't watching it.
What? Communists?
No, it just doesn't hit when they got things like Dino Trucks and Paw Patrol.
It's true. It's very archaic.
Well, yeah, but
very slow.
Have you tried, you know, showing it to them? And it might be for your kids, a 3-year-old and a 7-month-old.
13, almost 13 months.
Oh, really? It's that long?
Yeah, he's over a year, John.
Wow. but it's over their head. They don't have the patience for
it. I don't have the patience for it. When you got things like Dino Trucks and Paw Patrol and Blazing Monster Machines.
It was always playing for my grandfather's sake, not really for my sake.
Yeah, it's generational. Yeah. I don't think
I'm not a Peanuts
it's
guy.
It's
going to
make much of a much
gotta,
waves.
You got to understand, Charlie Brown, Christmas is for everyone.
Yeah.
But not Steve.
Not this generation.
What's happening on the roadways, Sam?
You guys, you're breaking my heart, by the way.
Sorry.
I love Charlie Brown.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. Yeah. Get do the entire report as the teacher. Schuylkill. Blue Route.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
Normally, on a day where there's going to be an Eagles game, we would have Jason on, but he was occupied, and for the most part, we want to do usually all three, so we'll have him tomorrow review tonight's game.
Right.
And then do his two picks for a game of the week.
We'll give him a third pick, just because maybe we can hand him a win.
All right, yeah, maybe. Right. He has not been doing too well this
year. No,
he's
terrible. He's
getting killed by the spread. He picks the right teams, but he gets killed by the spread.
Fade Jason.
Right.
Whatever Jason picks.
That's what we call the segment now. Fade Jason.
Fade Jason.
Yeah. All right.
Fade Jason Fridays.
But tonight, you know, if you were to sum it up, all right, this game tonight, doesn't it really go down like this?
Tonight, Thursday Night Football. The 1-5 New York Giants versus the 1-4-1 Philadelphia Eagles. Who'll get win number 2? And whose record will be number 2? Find out tonight on Thursday Night Football.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by DeBellaware Valley Acura. For attractive offers on the entire Acura lineup, visit your DeBellaware Valley Acura dealer today. Today we're dealing with The Who. If there is one band that is going to complain about their own music, it is The Who, all right?
Specifically one person.
Well, no. Both Roger and Pete will complain about The Who,
right?
And the things that they do. They both love the band. They both love working. It's a love-hate relationship that has been going on between the two of them and all of the music for as long as they've been together. So although it hit the top 20 in the United States, Roger Daltrey says Joined Together isn't really one of his favorite songs.
The stopgap single that Pete was very excited about. I liked the sounds it made. I didn't like the song particularly. It just seemed to go on and on and on. And we used to affectionately call it Groin Together, because we had much more fun doing that than actually making a record.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Being the space boy that I am, it seems that there was some big problems on the International Space Station on Monday, right? And the news just came out late yesterday. I don't know if you heard about this. Things were just breaking like crazy. All right. One of the oven that they use to warm food stopped working. It's like God's up there mocking them. See what it's like living in my neighborhood. All right. The Russian oxygen supply in the Russian section of the space station. Mm-hmm. Right. It's all, well, it came from Russia. The whole thing
it's
is
like Disney World. There's
it
Russia
is.
Over there.
Yeah,
there's
right, exactly.
Canada.
Right, right.
Mexico.
China's got a little piece here. A Russian oxygen supply system broke down again.
Again?
Oh, this is the second time that it's happened, or at least the second time that it's happened. And then there was a broken toilet in the Russian section of the station.
Oh, no.
All right. Eventually, it ended up that it was an air bubble that was, you know, being the problem, right? You know, this is the best part. They fixed all three of these on their own while they were up there.
Right.
How did they do it?
Google.
Nope. Same way we do it down here. Foam and duct tape.
Ah, love it. Nice.
And everything's working fine now.
Just,
you know, I go with Tim Allen when it comes to fixing things.
How's that?
You can't fix it, duck it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
that's it.
Timeless. Timeless advice.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
It's now time for us to go into
the isolation booth.
We have been in the isolation booth a number of times, and one of the most enjoyable times was when we first did Rock of Ages from Def Leppard.
Uh-huh.
Because there were reverse tracks in it that we never even knew were there until we isolated the video and all the audio, and all of a sudden we hear this.
See the oxygen.
And then the other one was right, so we had to find out what the hell that was all about. And who are we talking to from Def Leppard?
Rick Allen, right?
Rick Allen. Yeah. And we asked him about it, and he made like he knew nothing about it at all.
He played dumb.
Right, right. He did play dumb to it. But what those things ended up being was, the first one was
Brezhnev's got herpes.
Their problem with the Russians was beyond me.
It was the Cold War.
Right, right. Brezhnev's got herpes.
I love that.
Brezhnev's got herpes.
And then the other one was
Russians.
I was hoping you did that.
Yes, I put the beep in.
Well done.
So, but this morning, we're going to be dealing with Foolin'. And again, nothing reversed in this song, but still some sounds and things like we've never heard before. And Steve made the remark yesterday, he goes, you know, the great thing about this is the first time I understood all of the words in the song.
Yeah.
All right. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, in the isolation booth, it's Def Leppard and Foolin'. I don't know. It might be a gasp for air after a foolin', but it went like this.
That's so weird,
yeah,
man.
It's very, very strange.
Steve, get Mutt Lang on the line. We need to know.
We need to know. Right, but the scream that happens during the guitar solo, I just don't remember there being as apparent as we had it.
Sounds like a Halloween thing you'd have in your yard.
But then again, that's the great thing about doing the isolation booth, because we get to really pump the audio. And this, and Steve's right. I mean, this is the first time I really understood every word that was in the song. Let's check with Cindy, see what's happening on the roadways. We've got Michael Yo, right? By the way, I don't know if you remember the last time Michael Yo was on the show with us.
No.
He was one of the last humans we had in the studio. He was in February, you know, we had a couple other, I think Ms. Pat,
I think was the last
that
we had.
It was the last one, and that was the last time we had a guest in the studio, right? But, and he's a weeper, right? It's the thing that we have in common, me and Michael, right? Right? We'll cry at the drop of a hat.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Well, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He will be at Punchline Philadelphia Friday and Saturday night for two shows at 7 and 9:15. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com. He is the one, the only, the man who really should be from Philadelphia, Michael Yo.
What's up? How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm real good. How are you?
Oh, I'm enjoying the Dallas Cowboys losing every week.
Hell yeah.
See, you are a Philadelphian.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm from Houston, so it makes it even better when because we hate Dallas. And when they lose, it's just, how can you be America's team when you haven't won anything in 30 years?
Preach.
Very good. Well, they're the only ones who still call themselves that.
You know, I mean, come on. Seriously, when you call yourself something, you know you're not it. You know what I mean?
The best part is they're not just losing. They're losing ugly.
Oh, yeah. And that's what makes it so good, right? If they lost by 1 point, everybody could be like, they're still in it. They're still okay. But when they get blown out, it's like, yo, they suck. And this is beautiful.
Speaking of winning and losing, we didn't realize that you were on America's Got Talent. And you were there, a comic with four judges and no audience. How rough was that?
It was terrible. I mean, it was horrible. Because I remember the night before they called me and go, hey, this COVID broke out in L.A. and, you know, we got to take precautions. So you're going to perform tomorrow in front of four judges. You could say yes or we can move you to next year. And I was just like, you know what? If there's one person, it's a crowd, you know, because I just didn't want to disrespect comedy by not doing it.
Right.
I went up there. But it's tough, you know. It's really tough because you can't feed off a crowd. And if a judge doesn't get a joke, it doesn't read well with the other three. But what's good, what I learned, if Simon laughs, everybody laughs. And Howie was so supportive of the comedian. So I think the second round when Simon wasn't there, it really threw things off for me because Simon was a big fan of mine.
Now, I have to admit, seeing you on America's Got Talent proved to me once and for all that you are the worst weeper in America. I thought I was bad, but you are the only man who ever came off stage crying over your success.
You know what's crazy about that? I'm the ugliest cry in the world, first of all. I have the ugliest cry, and I didn't know it was going to be so emotional when I got off. But you know, I tell everybody, when you're in Hollywood, you get so many no's. Everybody's like, no.
Right.
Then when you get four yeses from, to me, Simon Cowell and Howie.
Right.
Simon is just, you know, a kingmaker, and Howie is just a phenomenal comedian. So when I got those yeses, it just meant so much, and my mom was there, and my wife was there. I just got over. I'm an emotional dude.
Oh, man. I know. I mean, the last time you were in, you were actually one of the last comics we ever had live in the studio. We, you know, it was maybe 2 weeks after you were here, all hell broke loose.
Yeah. Right?
And from what I understand, and you got COVID?
Yeah, I got COVID. So here's the thing. I think I was like, I think about 5 days after AGT, I got COVID. Uh-huh. Like I was in a hospital in ICU. The doctor came in. I said, am I going to make it? He goes, well, in 2 days, it's going to go really good or really bad. And I didn't really understand what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
But then it hit me that I could be in trouble. So I go, so I'm going to make it, right? And he goes, he looks me right in the eye and goes, we're going to try our best.
Uh-oh.
And I go, you know what's funny is you always want people to try their best, but you never want people to tell you they're trying their best. You know what I mean? It's like you take your car in. You're like, did you fix my brakes? You're like, we tried our best. We tried our best. Like, you never want somebody to tell you they're trying their best. But I was early, man. When I was in there, I was the first person at that hospital with COVID.
Really?
And there was less than 100 deaths at that time of COVID, so nobody knew what was going on. So I remember they put me on everything. If I saw it on TV, literally 30 minutes later, it was in my system.
Wow.
In my system. And the worst part is I gave it to my mom, and she beat it in one day.
Oh, God.
So now she talks crap to me. She's like, I beat COVID one day, take you 8 days, I see you, you take 8 days. Like, so my mom is taunting me all the time about how weak my immune system was compared to her. She's like, you got to eat kimchi, it makes you strong. And I'm like, okay, mom,
now,
I get it.
Now, we should explain, he's purposely speaking that way, because that is how his mother talks, because
yes.
Michael Yo is Blasian.
Yes, half black and Korean. Absolutely. So I don't want people to think out there, oh, he's racist, but it is Philly, so it might fit in. I don't know.
We're not Boston.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, I was thinking about Boston. My fault.
Now, are you excited that there's a Blasian candidate for vice president?
Yes. Excuse me, Blasians are coming up, you know? Finally, we're getting the recognition.
Hey, you have been since Tiger Woods.
I know, Tiger Woods. You got Steph Curry that's mixed. You got Obama. Now you got Kamala Harris. I mean, come on. You know, I'm just waiting for half Black Panther. This one made it. I mean, can I be the half Black Panther, please? Can somebody cast you in that? You know?
He is Michael Yo.
Yes.
Friday and Saturday night, he will be at Punchline Philadelphia as a show at 7 and 9:15. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com. Hopefully, we will sometime in the future see you once again.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get this thing cleared up.
And then you and I can have a big weep party.
That's right. We'll just cry on each other all night.
The John DiBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
So how are you going? You are they going to win?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eagles 27-24.
That's what you're... That, wow.
Yep.
What's the spread?
4.5 right now.
Four
Eagles
and a half?
Are favored, yeah.
All right. Yeah. And you, what are you doing?
Yeah, they win.
Yeah, they win. Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
Steve taking the money line, apparently.
Both teams are one and whatever. Come on. How can you predict a score?
All right, tell you what.
By the way, Dave's a backtracker. He's sending his live reader earlier. They're going to win by a touchdown.
All right, okay.
Well, that was an hour or two ago. I'm still analyzing, Steve.
Paying attention.
Still analyzing.
Pull the tape!
All right. Tell you what. If you're wrong, you got to eat some candy corn.
Yeah, okay. I'm sick tomorrow.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.